Bickley and Murata here on this Wednesday, 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station, University of Phoenix Stadium, the site for our broadcast as Cardinals Camp 2018, A New Hope, continues out here in Glendale. We are joined now by a new member of the Arizona Cardinals, wide receiver Greg Little, our guest. Greg, how are you, man?
I'm doing well, man. Thanks for having me.
How's camp going for you to this point?
It's going well. It's going well. Team's getting better every day. Everybody's competing, and that's all you can ask for a training camp.
Now, everybody wants to know, how can you be such a star in training camp and have been out of the league for a few years? How does that even happen, Greg?
Just staying in shape, man.
Yeah?
Confident in my ability and to play this game and sticking with it.
All right, let's tell everybody your story now. You were a second-round draft pick. You had not been on an off-season roster since 2016.
Right.
You came in earlier. The Cardinals liked you, but you got injured, and they said they'd reevaluate you. Is that right?
Right.
Take us from there. How did it?
So I came into training camp or rookie mini camp, and they wanted to get a look at me, see if I was in shape. I ended up playing well the first day, came out the second day, pulled my hammy, stayed here locally, trained with somebody that they use and feel confident with. And I was okay with that because I wanted that person to be transparent with the team about my recovery. So came back for the veteran mini camp, played well, and they eventually signed me after that.
Mm. So we can look at the stat sheet and we could see 4 years without any statistics for you, but 2 years away from football. Mm. I guess 2 years completely away from the game, what does that do for recovery for a professional athlete? Because we know how brutal this sport is. I mean, how fresh do you feel at this point?
I think I've been very few players that have never been injured, truly injured. Soft tissue injuries are one thing, but I've never had a true injury my whole career playing this game. And having those 2 years off of just very fresh legs. That's a term that you hear thrown around in training camp is fresh legs.
Well, tell me about your motivation then. Are you burning with it? There's a good opportunity here, obviously, because aside from Fitz, it's a wide open room.
Right. I definitely am very happy to be here and have an opportunity like this to come in and be able to work to a starting position. And there are a lot of politics in the game that that are kind of gone unmentioned or unspoken, and this is really an opportunity where they are looking for a guy to come in and play at a very high level.
Greg Little, our guest here on 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station. As far as goals, and you kind of mentioned one, you mentioned a starting position. But what are you capable of? If things go well for you this year, Greg, what are you capable of statistically? What do you feel you got left in the tank?
I'm very confident in my ability, and that's just where I'll leave it. I just want to get better every day and just play my best coming up here on Saturday, and then we'll see how things decide out.
When you mentioned that there are a lot of politics, I'm guessing that you've had teams that haven't always been forthright with you.
Right.
How do they apply to your story?
I've had teams that come in and say, we're looking for, a number two, or we're looking for a number three, but that's not always the case because they have a guy that's coming off an 800-yard season or a free agent that they signed and paid $3 million, and they don't want to look like bad decision makers at that point. But, here it's different. That they want to win, and they're going to let the best player play. I actually had a coach tell me that he doesn't want the best players on his team.
You're kidding me.
Swear to God.
Did he explain himself? Because that doesn't make any sense, Greg.
I don't know.
Well, I don't think Greg's figured it out either. I think he's still trying to figure that out.
Greg Little, our guest here on Bickley and Murata, as we continue from Cardinals training camp 2018. Tell us about this group of receivers. Everybody looks at Larry Fitzgerald as the ringleader, and with good reason. He's one of the best to ever play the game. Many people nationally look at the Cardinals receiving corps as a big question mark right now. What can you say about this group that should alleviate fears if Cardinal fans have them about this position group?
I think that's a very fair statement. There's a lot of unproven guys and a lot of young guys in that room, but they're all hungry. Everybody's hungry to want to show their best, to want to come out and prove themselves, and I think that's that's all you can ask for. A competition in any room is going to you know, work out for the best. Mm-hmm.
Tell us what you think of Larry Fitzgerald so far. I'm guessing you've probably met him before if you've been here for a while.
Yeah, I had opportunity to meet Larry training out here for the Combine in 2011.
Okay.
And, you know, Larry and I have kept in touch very seldomly, but just, you know, when I see him out, we speak and everything, but he's a great mentor on and off the field. I'm sure you guys have heard this a bunch of times, and I mean, he and I have a conversation about, you know, what you think you should have done differently, or what you think you do well at, and yeah, things like that. And just to able to have that conversation with a guy like Larry Fitzgerald is, you know, is invaluable.
Yeah. It seems like Larry's got relationships with just about everybody in the league to some degree. I mean, he's kind of an ambassador for the league too. Did you see it the same way?
Absolutely. You know, a guy like Larry Fitzgerald has no off-the-field issues, has never been arrested, never had any really, you know, negative thing that you could really say about him. You know, he shows up to work every day, ready to work, and he's a pro's pro.
All right, one of the things that I find interesting is that you have all this ability. How is it possible, aside from politics, does it sometimes blow your mind that players with great ability can just get left behind in this league? It seems to be there's so much scouting, so much intelligence out there. You're not the only guy who's gone through this before.
Right.
How does this kind of thing happen?
Well, I mean, special teams plays a lot into this game.
Yeah.
And me being a receiver from, you know, day one, I dating back to college, I never really played too many special teams.
Yeah.
And my biggest value is at receiver, and I'm still learning how to play the game at a special teams level and add value to my game from that standpoint. So when, you know, when they already have a number one or a number two, or number one, two, and three, that fourth and fifth guy is looked at to contribute on special teams.
Yep. Greg Little, our guest here on Bickley and Murata. We talked about the group as a whole, but what have you seen from some of the unproven members of this receiving core? I mean, Christian Kirk, second-round pick,
right,
local kid. We're all rooting for him because he went to high school here. What have you seen from him and maybe some of the other youngsters?
I mean, he's a worker. He definitely comes out and gives his best effort every day. And he has ability to play his game. I think he knows that. But it's just coming out and just understanding, you know, why am I running this route? What coverage am I going to get this ball thrown to me? Where is it coming? Where am I going to catch it at? You know, those type of things, when you start to understand, you see your game evolve to the next level.
Mm-hmm. Have you been given any indication on what kind of reps you're going to get? How many snaps you're going to get on Saturday night?
Not really. I mean, hopefully I play early and often.
Does the time off going into a preseason game, and it's not something you haven't done before, but does that time away from the game make this one feel a little bit more special? You got a different kind of outlook on things?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely have a different appreciation from the game, and fortunately I learned that appreciation by not being able to play. Mm-hmm. And it was many times or many Sundays like I didn't even want to watch football. I didn't even want to just go do something else, you know, and just try to get away. And it was other times where I was like, God, you know, I need to be out there. Like, yeah, I can be out there. I could still play.
Yeah.
It was times where, you know, I just said I was done, man. I don't
wow,
even want to go back out there.
I'm
done with dealing with it. And, you know, fortunately, I have family to, you know, still stay in my ear, friends that still stayed in my ear and push me to get back in the game.
Well, we're glad you're back. Glad,
yeah,
you're here. Looking forward to watching you play Saturday. And
thank
best
you
of luck to you.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You, Greg. Appreciate
Greg
it.
Greg Little,
thank
our guest here on Bickley and Murata, 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.